USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing out its third straight week of increases. The Dow gaining more than 829 points to close at 27,110. This on the news of the Labor Department saying employers added 2.5 million jobs in the month of May. Former White House economic advisor Stephen Moore tells Fox Business,
I mean, I've never seen anything like this, and I've been covering these reports for 30 years. You know, we usually talk about errors of maybe, you know, 10, 20, 50,000, and we were off by, 10 million jobs. So all of the economists, forecasters had it completely wrong.
As protests are set to continue over the weekend, President Trump says everyone should be treated equally by law enforcement.
What's happened to our country and what you now see has been happening is the greatest thing that can happen for race relations.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Attorney General Bill Barr is vowing to crack down on violence and illegal acts committed during protests against police brutality. The Justice Department is charging dozens of people with federal crimes.
From Saturday until today, there were 114 injuries to law enforcement, most of those to federal agents, and most of those inflicted right around the White House. There were 22 hospitalizations. The Justice Department is also working closely with our state and local partners to address violent riots around the country. I urge governors and mayors and other state and local leaders to work closely with the National Guard and with us.
An asteroid bigger than a skyscraper is due to zoom over Earth this weekend, but it will miss our planet by a considerable distance. The huge space rock is due to pass above us in the early morning hours on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is slamming President Trump's reaction to the May jobs report that was much better than expected. Speaking in Delaware, Biden accuses the president of spiking the ball while millions of Americans are still hurting.
I was disturbed, however, to see the president crowing this morning, basically hanging a mission accomplished banner out there when there's so much more work to be done.
Biden also saying that the president's response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak has been botched and disastrous. A commercial is leading to the resurgence of an 80s rock band. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Thanks to a Geico commercial, the 80s hair band Rat has a song back in the top 20. The widely seen insurance commercial showing a couple saying how much they love their new house.
Original crown molding, walk-in closet.
We do have a rat problem.
The commercial then cuts to the band lip-syncing, but looking like they're playing their 1984 hit Round and Round in the couple's basement. And thanks to that commercial, Round and Round is now back in the Billboard Top 20 36 years later. In an interview with Variety, Rat singer Stephen Piercy pointed out that 2020 is the year of the rat in the Chinese calendar, and he says, like the song goes, what comes around goes around.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.